Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach says criticising Ireland's input on the OMA bombing inquiry as unsatisfactory is not a fair comment to make. A deal has been struck on a plan aimed at reducing the hospital trolley crisis, freeing up beds and cutting waiting lists. The implications of yesterday's High Court ruling in Belfast to uphold a challenge to the planned A5 improvements are being assessed, and a Donegal deputy says a new school building must be facilitated for Scullwara Milford. These stories in full plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest sports news at around 8:15. But first, the Taoiseach says criticising Ireland's input on the OMA bombing inquiry as unsatisfactory is not a fair comment to make. The Memorandum of Understanding has been described as wholly inadequate by the families of the victims and survivors of the 1998 Rail IRA attack. They've called for parallel inquiries to determine whether the incident could have been prevented. Micheál Martin says it would be time consuming.
That could lead to a lot of duplication and delay. So I'm very, and I know the Taoiseach is, we both share this, we're very clear of the need for our government and our Department of Justice and others to be fully open in terms of materials to be sent to the OMA inquiry and to cooperate fully with the OMA inquiry.
A deal has been struck on a plan aimed at reducing the hospital trolley crisis, freeing up beds and cutting waiting lists. The agreement between the HSE and healthcare unions will see thousands of healthcare staff work weekends. Barry White has more.
This breakthrough agreement will mean that hospitals will no longer be confined to providing routine care Monday to Friday and between office hours. Senior consultants and other staff will now be rostered 7 days instead of five. The Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, says this will mean the country gets the most out of the current health system.
Now it really enables the implementation of the public-only consultant contract and making sure that we have a real health system that's working every single day in a consistent way. And the tumbleweeds that I see sometimes when I go into a hospital on a Saturday, you know, vacant corridors, just dramatically less activity than if you go in the days before on Thursday and Friday. That has to change.
But while today's agreement looks good on paper, will it work? The Irish medical organisations say for a 24/7, 7-day-a-week health service to be implemented, more staff are needed. Professor Matthew Sadlier is the IMO's chairman of their consultant committee.
At the moment, if you run with the same hospital structure you have, we've a staff that will cover 5 days, so you'd have to increase by 20% to do 6 days and another 20% to increase to 7 days.
Meanwhile, staff will initially be asked to volunteer for the new rosters.
The implications of yesterday's High Court ruling in Belfast to uphold a challenge to the planned A5 improvements are being assessed. Donegal TD Patrick O'Gallagher will be calling on Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Transport Minister Dara O'Brien later to meet with their Northern Ireland counterparts to chart a clear way forward. He spoke to Highland Radio News from the side of the A5 this morning as he headed to Dublin for this week's Dáil sitting. Deputy Gallagher says it's unbelievable that a draft climate plan's omission could halt a project of such importance, and the work to address that must start now.
I took the opportunity to speak with Dara O'Brien, the Transport Minister, yesterday afternoon. I suggested to him that there had to be direct contact between the First Minister, the Taoiseach, and himself and his counterpart, the Minister for Infrastructure in Northern Ireland, to try and ensure that this is now fast-tracked. I will be raising with the Taoiseach when I meet him in the Dáil today, and those engagements must now take place very quickly.
The government has skin in the game. The government's pledged €600 million to this project, so, I mean, the government is not a bystander. The government is very much involved in this.
Yeah, of course, €600 million, a major contribution. And the judge did leave an opening, actually, that the issues which he has raised, that they could be dealt with quickly. And I hope that all sides buy into this now and ensure that progress can be made on this 85-kilometre stretch from Strabane to Auchnacloy, which is a lifeline for Donegal. I'm just sitting here looking at the traffic on this road now, and it's extremely dangerous. And I'm travelling this road all my life, and particularly as a public representative for over 40 years. And one time we look forward, coming from Donegal to Dublin, to travel this road only because it had a good surface. Now, going from Dublin to Donegal, it's a worse section of the road.
In a statement today, Derry Chamber says the new A5 project would have acted as a key infrastructural project to unlock connectivity and help deliver regional balance on both sides of the border by enabling greater economic activity in Tyrone, Derry and Donegal. They say this ruling also raises serious questions about other infrastructural projects in Northern Ireland. Donegal Councillor Joy Beard is a member of the North West Regional Development Group. She says the failures in terms of climate legislation compliance have been clearly laid out, and now is the time to look forward and address them.
We have to look forward now. We've got the political will there. We've got the funding is there, which is a strange thing to have both, you know, working hand in hand. Now is the focus to resolving those courts' concerns and being in compliance with environmental and climate legislation and finally get this work started, whatever it takes to get it done.
A Donegal deputy says a new school building must be facilitated for Scoilwer and Milford. Speaking to Taoiseach Micheál Martin in the Dáil, Deputy Charles Ward says the school has been denied permission to build despite having land to do so. He says there is a lack of space in the school and classes are being taught in corridors and storerooms as a result. Deputy Ward says the children have the right to receive their education in a building that is fit for purpose.
There are severe issues with the children's toilets. Current building, there's no green play area denying children the opportunity for any meaningful physical activity. There's a severe lack of classroom space. As a result, teachers are being forced to teach in the corridors, the storerooms. There is a severe safety issue with the road. It opens out onto it, the front gate. Children have had so many near misses. There's no form of refurbishment can address these. The school is just simply too old. A new school building is required to ensure the children in Milford are able to receive proper education and able to develop in a safe environment. My question to you is, will you commit to reviewing this situation and ensure Scoilwer is given the opportunity to build in a new school? They have the land. They are ready to go.
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach.
Sorry, I don't have the specifics of the background here. Has the school applied? Is it in the process? It has applied.
They're ready. They've been denied.
Right.
They've been denied time and time again.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make sense. They're either in the system or they're not.
They're in the system. Stage one, stage two, stage three.
It's not a back and forth, but I'd ask the deputy to give the details.
Perhaps we could progress with the ministry. Yeah.
Donegal Councillor Jerry McMonagall has been elected chair of the Regional Health Forum West at a meeting today. He had previously held the position in 2022 and 2023. In taking the position, Councillor McMonagall said it was an honour. Meanwhile, Councillor Gary Doherty has been appointed vice chair of the Regional Health Forum Committee. Gardaí say it was a very busy weekend within the Donegal division with the Donegal International Rally taking place. 90 arrests were made for various offences between Thursday and Monday, 30 in connection with drug driving offences. 45 vehicles were seized. Garda Grainne Doherty says for the most part it was a very good weekend.
I found it to be a very positive experience over the weekend, and I was on the beach for a lot of hours over the weekend, so it was very busy, as it always is every year. We'll just give out a few of the stats from the weekend first. So 90 arrests were made across the Donegal division, not just in Letterkenny, but that's right across Donegal, for various types of offences, Thursday to Monday inclusive. One arrest was made on Thursday, 17 on Friday, and usually every year the Saturday is that bit busier. So 47 arrests were made on Saturday and 25 arrests on Sunday. 30 of these 90 arrests were made in connection with drug driving offences. So across Donegal over the weekend, there were 51 public order incidents, 12 dangerous driving incidents, 30 drug driving related incidents, and 45 vehicles were seized. And again, look, this is only a snippet or an example of some of the incidents that Gardaí dealt with over the weekend. Regular policing goes on also. But we'd just like to say a thank you to everybody who came to Donegal at the weekend and who complied with the law, and that is the vast majority of the visitors that arrived at the weekend. You know, we have to stress that it's only a small cohort of people who come, and they arrive every year, and they've no intention of abiding by any sort of rules, and that's a very small minority of the people that arrive.
Aaron Moore or an Alive volunteer crew were requested by Malinhead Coast Guard to assist in the medical evacuation of three patients in the past 4 days. The first two calls were made in the early hours of Friday morning at 12:30 and again at 2:10. The third call was made yesterday evening at 9:10. Patients were transferred from the Aaron Moore First Responders Ambulance to the lifeboat and then onto Burton Port to a waiting ambulance for assessment in Letterkenny University Hospital. Water Safety Ireland, the Coast Guards and the RNLI are reminding people to be safe and seen this summer. There have been further calls for the Taoiseach to address the delay in extending the cap increase for defective block homeowners. Speaking in the Dáil today, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said a promise had been made 9 months ago. He says hundreds of families are feeling the financial strain of the crisis and something needs to be done.
Taoiseach, because you know the victims of defective blocks in the west of Ireland were not given 100% redress by your government, but you did agree 9 months ago to increase the cap, but not for all homeowners. You said you would sort it out 9 months ago. We have a situation where hundreds and hundreds of families are tens of thousands of euros short. They're struggling to make the final payments to builders. Builders are chasing those payments. Taoiseach, will you finally bring in the amendments to the legislation and sort this problem out once
Deputy
and for
Duncan
all?
Duncan Smith.
Donald Trump's expressed his anger at Iran and Israel using a swear word as he told reporters both countries don't know what they're doing. A ceasefire which was due to come into effect this morning appears to have been broken already. In a social media post, Donald Trump demanded Israel not carry out strikes he seemed to believe were planned. The US president spoke to reporters this morning and mentioned how unhappy he was with both Israel and Iran.
I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere. That's not what we want, I'll tell you. And I'm telling you, I'm not happy about that, Israel, either.
Cabinet has approved the government's version of the Occupied Territories Bill. It seeks to ban trade with occupied Palestinian territories but won't ban service trade. Taoiseach Simon Harris says he's seeking legal advice from the Attorney General on that proposal. There has been mixed reaction from TDs, with Independent Ireland's Michael Fitzmaurice saying the government's time and effort would be better spent on domestic issues.
But at the end of the day, what? We can bring a motion, we can bring legislation, we can bring whatever. What I would like us to concentrate on in this country, we have a housing crisis that our government can control, that has the full responsibility on, and that's what we need to be focusing on, not probably minding the world where we can do very little.
Gardaí say a fire at a vacant house under construction in the area of Kildunfanahy on Wednesday night last may have been started deliberately. They were alerted just before 10 o'clock and managed to extinguish the fire. The fire services also attended the scene and ensured that the building was safe. Ballyshannon Garda Station is anxious to speak with anyone who may have travelled in that area, particularly along the N56, and has dashcam footage. The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Kenny's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and Donegal GAA have expressed their disappointment with the fixing of the All-Ireland quarter-final with Monaghan. It's fixed for this Saturday at Croke Park. Their request for a Sunday game was turned down, and they felt the welfare of their players was not adequately considered. Former Donegal player Eamon McGee was a guest on the 9 till noon show this morning and suggested Croke Park are not being kind to Donegal for certain reasons.
I think it's extremely disrespectful to Donegal GAA and what played into this here and what took precedence over player welfare. And, you know, the Donegal GAA was TV, GAA Plus, and RTE, and then there's a money aspect. And I think there's also a large aspect of this here where they're putting the two fingers up to Jim and saying, listen, You be quiet. And I think that's what rankles me a lot, is that Donegal is neglected. And I think it would be naive to think that attitude doesn't seep into other organisation if that's led from the top. You know, obviously people in Dublin are going to be thinking the same. And I think that's a play here. And when Jim was firing back after a few games, there's nearly a thing where just be quiet.
Do you believe that, Eamon, that the CCCC and Croke Park are sitting going with one channel of all this and fixing matches going, well, we'll sort Donegal out here? Is that something you firmly believe?
100% genuinely believe that. That now, in terms of percentages, it's not the overriding thing, but I think there's an aspect of it, and I 100%. It would take a lot for anybody to convince me that there's not someone up there saying, "Listen, Donegal need to know their place here. Jim McGuinness needs to know their place."
Moving on to soccer, in Republic of Ireland international Darryl Shea has committed his long-term future to Ipswich Town. The 26-year-old defender has signed a new contract that will keep him at Portman Road until 2030. O'Shea played more minutes than any other player in the Ipswich squad last season, though he couldn't prevent their relegation back to the Championship. He has also become a key part of the Irish team with 35 caps to his name at senior level. And Andrew Omabamadeli has completed a permanent transfer to Strasbourg from Nottingham Forest. The defender was on loan with the French club since January and went on to make 11 appearances. Omabamadeli only made 15 appearances for Forest since he signed for the club in September of 2023. And Brentford, they've agreed a deal with their set-piece head coach Keith Andrews to replace Thomas Frank as manager. That's according to The Guardian. Andrews was capped 35 times for Ireland and was assistant to former international manager Stephen Kenny. He will replace Thomas Frank, who was appointed manager at Tottenham Hotspur. At Manchester United, they have moved a step closer to signing Brian Mbeumo from Brentford. The Reds have upped their offer for the Cameroon international to €70 million after an initial bid of €64.5 million was rejected. Later on at the Club World Cup, Group C leaders Bayern Munich, who are already through, they take on Benfica. The Portuguese club only need a point to seal their place in the last 16. Boca Juniors need Benfica to lose and to win themselves against already eliminated Auckland City, with a big goal difference swing to go through. And Lionel Messi, he'll face former club Paris Saint-Germain after Inter Miami drew 2-2 with Palmeiras to reach the knockout stages. In other news, Rob Edwards has been appointed as Middlesbrough's new boss. The former Luton manager has agreed a 3-year deal with the Championship club and succeeds Michael Carrick, who was sacked earlier this month. And Nottingham Forest's home game against Brentford on the opening weekend of the Premier League season has been rescheduled. The fixture will now take place on Sunday the 17th of August. Forest requested the change due to an event at Trent Bridge the previous day. Cardiff City, they stand between Athlone Town and a Women's Champions League first qualifying round final. The Premier Division champions are due to play their semi-final match on July the 30th. Venue details will be announced in the coming days, with Croatian champions ZNK Agram awaiting the winners in the final. In snooker, Ken Doherty faces an uphill battle to qualify for the Wuhan Open. The Dubliner trails Ben Wollaston by 3-1 in their qualifier in Leicester, with the first to five to advance to the tournament in August. Aaron Hill and Jordan Brown have already booked their spots in the tournament. In cricket, there's a 3-day T20 Interprovincial Festival taking place this week. Today in the opening game, there was victory for the Northwest Warriors. They defeated the Northern Kings by 38 runs on a Duckworth-Lewis Stern method. Currently, in the second game, Munster Reds, they're playing Leinster Lightning. Munster Reds are batting. They're 103-7 of 17.4 overs. Finally, this evening in tennis, Wimbledon plan to honour Andy Murray with a statue. The 2013 and 2016 men's singles champion retired last year and he'll be involved in the designing of the sculpture. Wimbledon hope the statue will be revealed in 2027 during the championship's 150th anniversary. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. The HSE says it will engage with Donegal County Council's design team with a view to providing services at the new proposed Creasa Regeneration and Community Development Complex. The issue was raised at a regional health forum meeting by outgoing Chair Councillor Kieran Brogan, who said the unit is an important one to which the community is very committed. He believes there should be some health provision in the unit and secured a commitment that a representative from Donegal Primary Care Services will engage as part of the initial process. Councillor Brogan says it's important that happens.
Regeneration team in Donegal County Council has done huge work in the new centre, and the funding has been awarded, and it's important that the partnership approach going forward by the HSE. And in fairness to the HSE, they have been very supportive all along. I want that partnership to continue, and in fairness, we have had good positive meetings with the HSE, but it's important that the HSE are seen to be a partner in the new development going forward, and that partnership will be very much a part of the new hub in Creasla, and that's important, and I'm glad that the HSE are buying into that approach, and I think it's very, very important going forward because the partnership here is so important. But to be fair, the HSE at this stage seem to be happy to be part of that partnership, and I think that's very, very important.
And if there was a health provision there, do we know what that would look like yet?
No, I think we're at the early
stages yet. They're getting into the detailed design, but it's important that we have the proper engagement with the relevant authorities, so to make sure that we have a partnership that works, a partnership that's strong for the community, and the community feel that they have the right partnership there. And now is the time for having these conversations. And look, I think it has the potential to be really good. And it's the relevant authorities all coming together here to make it a really good, exciting hub that will give a lot of hope going forward.
Gardaí are investigating two incidents of criminal damage that occurred in the Lifford area on Saturday night last, both of them involving bottles being thrown at cars from a passing Lexus. Gardaí say the two incidents may be linked. Michaela Clark has more.
A driver was travelling at the Hall Lifford on the N15, approaching from the Castlefin direction at approximately 9:15 p.m. when an oncoming car, a brown-coloured Lexus, slowed down and Emil threw two glass bottles from the open sunroof at his car. The front bumper of his car was badly damaged as a result. The Lexus then travelled onwards in the direction of Castlefin. At approximately 9:23 p.m, a driver was travelling outbound from Lifford on the N14 Letterkenny Road when they met an oncoming dark-coloured Lexus IS200. A beer bottle was thrown from the passenger side rear window of the Lexus and it collided with the driver's windscreen, causing it to crack. Letterkenny Gardaí are urging anyone who may have travelled on the N14 or the N15 or in and around Lifford Town on Saturday night between 9 and 9:30 p.m. with a dash cam to make the footage available to them.
The Stormont Assembly has been told there needs to be a change to the law to stop people who abscond while on bail or on day release being released again. The case was raised by former Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie, who raised the case of James Meehan, who was convicted in 2009 of the murder of Jim McFadden, who died 2 years earlier after being beaten outside his Shantello home in Derry. He had just returned from a wedding in Donegal. Mr Beattie told the Assembly that since he was convicted and sentenced, Mr Meehan has absconded twice and is currently at large in the Republic, while Jim McFadden's family suffers.
His family in Londonderry at this moment in time are suffering because the murderer of their father is still at large and nothing can be done to put him behind bars. The reality is he should never have been allowed out in the first place on day release. It should have been one strike and you're out. Danielle Bradley and her sister witnessed the murder of their father. The moment James Meehan proved himself to be an individual who would abscond as soon as he was given time to do that, we should have said no. It's not the prison service's fault. They adhere to legislation. We need to change the legislation. And when he disappeared for the second time, absent for 16 months, we should have really taken note of this individual and never let him out the door again so he serves his full sentence. And in fact, absconding should have been an aggravating factor. My thoughts remain with the family of Jim McFadden, with Danielle, her sister and her mother, who now live without a father. And this man goes to the pub at large and we do nothing about it.
Here, here.
And now for the weather. It will be mostly cloudy this evening with patchy rain and drizzle, but with some drier and brighter intervals too. Moderate southwest winds will ease later on. A mix of cloud and clear spells tonight with scattered light showers, lows of 10 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, the Taoiseach says criticising Ireland's input on the OMA bombing inquiry as unsatisfactory is not a fair comment to make. The memorandum of understanding has been described as wholly inadequate by the families of the victims and survivors of the 1998 Real IRA attack. A deal has been struck on a plan aimed at reducing the hospital trolley crisis, freeing up beds and cutting waiting lists. The agreement between the HSE and healthcare unions will see thousands of healthcare staff work weekends. The implications of yesterday's High Court ruling in Belfast to uphold a challenge to the planned A5 improvements are being assessed. Donegal TD Patricope Gallagher will be calling on Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Transport Minister Dara O'Brien later to meet with their Northern Ireland counterparts to chart a clear way forward. And a Donegal deputy says a new school building must be facilitated for School War in Milford. Speaking to Taoiseach Micheál Martin in the Dáil, Deputy Charles Ward says the school has been denied permission to build despite having the land to do so. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, June 24th. The death has taken place of Patrick Addy McGettigan, Glenree, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral on Thursday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Neil Joe Ruddy, Don Ross Kilduff. Neil's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on kildaffparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cairndonagh Community Hospital, care of Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Michael McGeoghegan, 49, Steelstown Village, Derry, and formerly of River Row, Moville. Michael's remains are reposing at his home in Steelstown Village. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, followed by interment in Drung Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Church Services TV. And the death has taken place of Pauline McGloin, Main Street, Rathmullen, County Donegal. Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only. Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. No wake. The house is strictly private, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.